So this is how I started to answer Prabhupada's Bengali letters, and when that stack was answered, Srila Prabhupada asked me whether I can write in Hindi. I could reply the letters in Hindi as well. And I told Prabhupada, I know Hindi and I can write in Hindi also, but my handwriting is not so nice. So Prabhupada smiled and said that actually nobody's Hindi handwriting is nice. And then Prabhupada told me a joke. He said one day, one man received a letter from his friend and in Hindi, and he wrote back to his friend, next time you write to me, please also send me the train fare to go to you. So his friend replied and asked, why did you ask for the train fare to come to me when I write to you? He said, because in order to figure out what you wrote, I have to go back to you. You only can decipher what you wrote. Anyway, so Prabhupada gave me the assurance that even though my Hindi handwriting was not so nice, it don't really matter. So I started to reply to Srila Prabhupada's Hindi letters. And at around that time, one day Prabhupada told me that he was going to appoint me as his secretary for Indian affairs. And he called Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was his secretary at that time, and he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj that he was appointing me as his secretary for Indian affairs, and he wanted me to move into his secretary's room, which was next to his room. Actually, Prabhupada's secretary's room was next to his room, but since secretary had to type the letters and it used to make a lot of noise, those days there was no computer or electronic typewriters. It was just key punching typewriters, manual typewriters, and that used to make a lot of noise. Therefore, Prabhupada used to feel disturbed. So Prabhupada shifted his secretary's room, the room after, which was actually his servant's room, and his servant moved into his, next to his room. So when Prabhupada told that to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very happy, and he, in the room, there was two beds, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj and I started to live in that room. In that way I had a very nice association, very good fortune of Tamal Krishna Maharaj's very exalted association. And in this way we started to serve Srila Prabhupada. From the very beginning, Tamal Krishna Maharaj had a very nice and compassionate and affectionate attitude towards me. He was very, very kind to me. And in a way he was very, very happy to have me around him. That was Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He, when he liked somebody, he would do anything for him. And I was fortunately one of those fortunate souls who won the favor of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And it was, he was always helping me and making sure that I was nicely situated, and he was like an elder brother, and sometimes he was also very strict, and sometimes if he found me taking rest at an odd hour, then he would chastise me. So in this way, I had the good fortune of serving Srila Prabhupada with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and be together for almost the year for 10 months. We were together, living in the same room. First in Mayapur, then in Bombay, then to Rishikesh, then to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada was also very happy to have us serve him. And Prabhupada, at that time, it was a proper servant situation, was a transition. Like Harisauri Prabhu, who was proper servant, became the GBC of Australia. Prabhupada appointed him as the GBC of Australia. So he was about to leave for Australia, and the consideration was who would serve Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes Bhavananda Prabhu used to serve Srila Prabhupada, and sometimes I used to also serve Srila Prabhupada. Serving Srila Prabhupada meant actually being with him all the time. And that good fortune I actually had very wonderfully. Like, I had the good fortune of being with Srila Prabhupada practically all the time in this way. Even afterwards, when Upendra Prabhu came as Prabhupada's personal servant, but I used to be there practically all the time. And Prabhupada was very, very kind towards me. Those days, there were thousands of devotees who were just dying to have a moment's association with Srila Prabhupada. And I, just a newcomer, had such a good fortune of being with Srila Prabhupada all the time. And Harisauri Prabhu also liked me very much, and he was trying to increase my service. So one day Harisauri Prabhu came and asked me whether I knew how to cook. And in my arrogant way, I just said, yes, I knew how to cook. And then Harisauri Prabhu went and reported to Srila Prabhupada that I knew how to cook. And so Prabhupada wanted me to cook for him. And so Harisauri Prabhu came and told me that Prabhupada wanted me to cook for him. But when Harisauri Prabhu told me, then I realized that I didn't really know how to cook, and especially cook for Srila Prabhupada. Just cooking something, like making, boiling some rice or making some dal, you know, right? But cooking for Srila Prabhupada needed real expertise. So, in in this critical situation, I just approached Pishima, Prabhupada's sister, who fortunately was there in Mayapur at that time. And I told Pishima that Prabhupada wanted me to cook for him, but I don't really know how to cook. So Pishima said, don't worry, I will help you. And so both of us went to the kitchen, Prabhupada's kitchen, and Pishima, who actually told me that she'd help, she took the full charge and she started to cook. And so after she cooked the prasad, I carried the plate to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just had a look at the plate and he asked me who cooked it. And I said, Pishima. So Prabhupada was very annoyed. He said, I asked you to cook. Why did you get Pishima to cook? And Prabhupada was very, very upset with me. And when Prabhupada used to get angry, he was really like a ball of fire. And I was just a new devotee, and also serving Srila Prabhupada with such awe and reverence, I practically started to tremble. And then Prabhupada, at one point, just after chastising me, he told me to take away the plate. And I didn't know what to do, so Prabhupada insisted, take the plate away from me. So I just took the coat away, for which I later on repented so much. I wished that at that time, why didn't I beg Srila Prabhupada to take the prasad and admit it when he was sick, and told him that since I didn't really know how to cook, that's why I didn't dare to cook for him and ask Pichino. But I was so stupid that it just didn't occur to me. Anyway, Prabhupada, I continued to serve Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was happy that I was replying his letters, and every day I was translating and reading them out, and Srila Prabhupada used to correct me, my translations. And I continued to serve Srila Prabhupada in that way, and I thought that I'll never be able to cook for Srila Prabhupada again. But one thing I thought, that now I have to learn how to cook, and then probably I can request Srila Prabhupada one day if I could cook for him.